There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Project. They're citing the New York Times, claiming Barack Obama might be releasing dozens of federal prisoners that have been locked up on nonviolent drug offenses. But Derek J., you're saying this isn't all it appears that it is. You've already looked into this story, and we'll talk more about that.
This here yarn's a bunch of horse pucky.
All right, we'll see. I was excited there for a moment, but you brought me back to reality.
Yeah, my eye roll is almost audible.
All right, we'll get into that. But first, Teet is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Teet.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Hey, by the way, love the show, and certainly thanks for the hookup for the Pro XPN with the code FDL50. Appreciated that.
Oh, of course.
So, by the way, you know, last week you guys had sort of got, Mark and Ian had gotten into a little tiff about memes. I just want to clarify what a meme is.
And tell him how I'm right.
Right, I will tell you how you're right, Mark. So, a meme is an idea that is shared and passed back and forth. And the easiest way to think of it is sort of a running joke that evolves over time. And probably the simplest example is if you have a pet, you might have a name for your pet. Maybe you have a roommate or a girlfriend you live with, and that pet's nickname changes every week or so as you tack on something new about it. For example, you know, I've got a dog, and my dog's name changes from, you know, beans and rice to just beans to beaners to beanie weenie, and it just keeps going and going. Not unlike what you see, let's say, with Grumpy Cat, where people take the Grumpy Cat and use it as a running joke and mix that with other running jokes, maybe with Gene Wilder or something else. So just want to clarify that. So that's it.
Do you get the idea now, Ian?
So it's something that changes over time. A meme cannot stay constant.
I mean, a meme. Think of it in spoken word. Even let's say in the early 80s, they had sort of the Valley Girl speak, where somebody would say things like it's something's totally gross, or it's grody, or grody to the max.
Gag me with a fork.
Slowly over time. Certainly used in practical application. They're certainly used online as images, but you see over time is. Images actually start getting mixed together as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a picture with a with Scumbag Steve on it is one of these commonly seen memes, for lack of a better term. That is actually not a meme. That is just sort of the offspring of a meme.
It's a meme. It's the baseline upon which it's a palette upon which people, or a blank canvas upon which people paint.
But what you're saying is, but each of the canvases are part of the larger meme. They themselves are not individual memes. So one picture that goes viral isn't a meme simply because it's gone viral. That's just a portion of a meme?
Well, a picture going viral, let's say, if there's somebody has a spectacular sunset and it goes viral, that's not necessarily...
I meant a picture with, like, the words on it, the kind of the classic thing. There's these things online, meme creators, where you can take a picture, you can upload it, and then you put the capital letter words on it, which, you know.
Impact font and terrible punctuation.
Yeah, when I say a picture, that's what I meant, is one of those things. When one of those goes viral, that's not actually the meme. The meme is the larger picture or whatever that's behind that, that's
right.
Sort of fed into that image.
People have screwed up the definition, and they've sort of, I'm trying to think of the right phrase here. You know how somebody says, you know, I want to, let's go out for Starbucks, and they say, well, let's just go to the coffee shop, and say, yeah, that's what I meant. Or, hey, can you hand me a Kleenex, and you mean just the tissue? Or, hey, let's, these memes are funny, you mean just that one picture? that you're talking about with Scumbag Steve on it, or the one with the Grumpy Cat, because memes are not just limited to pictures on the internet. They're
sure, memes are an idea, right?
Yes, they're ideas that are
shared. But Mark, weren't you telling me that the picture, just the picture itself, was not the meme?
The picture itself isn't the meme.
But with the words on it, isn't it a meme because it's been an idea?
No. So Scumbag Steve image. Let's go back to what you're talking about. This is the guy with the terrible
sideways cap,
Versace clothes, or whatever the heck he's wearing,
peeking through the doorway or whatever.
And you know, now when if somebody says, "Hey, come take a look at this Scumbag Steve meme," it's actually an image that is, you know, sort of using the meme. Does that make sense? So the idea is Scumbag Steve and what he's about.
Yeah.
And then the verbiage makes a specific image using that particular meme.
So what
meme.
Do you call that then? What do you call the thing that comes from
it's
the meme?
It's an image or a picture or a graphic.
Mm. Why can't that be a meme,
Why can't you call that a meme? Like, hey, we need some listeners to make a meme of Mark freaking out.
No, it's not a meme until it catches on and it's used and shared. It's otherwise, it's just you with your one idea.
But how many shares does it have to get to become a meme?
It has to be duplicated. It's not the shares, Ian. Look, you can have a picture of you standing around in your silly rainbow hat and a tutu, all right, is just a picture of you in a tutu. Yeah. It is not a meme. If I write letters on it, look at this braying jackass.
This is stupid. Who cares?
Words matter, and Free Talk Live is...
Well, these are the meme purists who are trying to save the original version of meme.
Caller, why do you care?
Why do I care? Well... You guys have just gone through it for, I don't know, 10 minutes on memes.
I know, but I'm frustrated now. I'm like, I don't even care. You know, it's a meme. You could call it a meme if it's got words or text or if it has just a picture.
I think it's a meme if it gets shared around, right? Like if two people share it, then it's a meme, right? Or do you have to have 200,000 to share it?
Words matter. Look what happened.
Okay, then let's use a definition. I've got one. Would you like to hear it? Meme definition, according to Google, noun, an element of culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. And the example that it gives is a humorous image, video, piece of text, etc., that is copied, often with slight variations, and spread rapidly by internet users.
It's the variation part of that that's really important. Now, look,
so if someone makes a second Scumbag Steve, then he's become a meme?
That's when it's a meme. That's what we've been trying to say all along. So the reason it matters is because you have to have words to describe things. If you don't have words to describe things, we're all reduced to and whacking each other over the head.
Yeah, but everybody knows what a meme is. It's just a thing that gets passed around that's funny on the internet.
I'm terribly sorry that the world is full of people that don't understand what
you guys are like the people trying to save the word anarchist to me. That's all this is. Thanks, Teet, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your word meme is dead. It now means whatever people are passing around that's fun on the internet.
Fine.
And that's what it is, right? Change over time. Like words, the meanings of words will change.
Yes.
So that has happened.
Spam used to be going into a message form and saying the same thing over and over again.
No, that's flooding.
That's what it's called now. You know why? Because some jackass began using the term in a different way.
Spam used to be that thing that comes in a can.
Yes, it did.
Spam was in a can originally. Spam is unwanted commercial postings, typically.
Are you familiar with Monty Python? Spam, spam, spam.
It's a song.
Saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh.
That's what spam used to be. It wasn't flooding. We had to come up with the term flooding because some jackhole began using the term spam in an incorrect way. And now spam means exactly as you said, unwanted commercial communication.
That's right.
So
that's
big
what it
deal.
Means now.
Now we all know what it means. Words change over time.
Yeah,
and
they do.
That wasn't even very long. It was like one lifetime.
It's the internet.
Our toll-free number tonight.
It's a lifetime.
855-450-FREE. So I still maintain that the picture that the Free Talk Live listeners made, you've got this crew of guys that are making, maybe some gals, I don't know who all is involved, but there's some listeners who have made memes, for lack of a better term, images with words on them that convey an idea.
I like
memes. And they get passed around. Just because there's only one image. There's this one image that you made with the American flag at the bottom and the rebel flag on the top and some stuff was typed on it. it. And that was shared, what, a couple million times or something ridiculous
like
that?
Some ridiculous number.
I mean, that sounds like it has become a meme, right? You know, is it only a meme when somebody says, oh, I like that picture, and then they put their own text on top of it? That's silly.
With a rigorous definition, yes.
That's silly. Okay. 855, 450 free. If it's an idea that gets passed around on the internet, then I think it's a meme. You can share your thoughts, though. And you can bring up anything you want. Barack Obama releasing people from prison. Is this for real? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live. What? Is it really going to happen that Barack Obama is going to release dozens of nonviolent drug offenders from prison? That's what the New York Times is claiming here, according to the FreeThoughtProject.com. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Also, one of our last callers mentioned ProXPN, and that is something that you can do to protect yourself on the internet. You can actually encrypt your internet connection so your own internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore. And if they don't know what you're doing, they can't tell anybody what you're doing. Like, you know, sell your personal information to corporations. They might be logging all of your the websites you visit, the search terms you enter. Maybe they'll turn that information over to the government, too. You can prevent that from happening. You can also stop criminals from sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets with ProXPN. It's a great little app you can get for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, as well as Linux. You go through the easy setup, get connected, and you'll be protected from the prying and spying. Plus, you can get their premium account at 50% off the regular monthly price when you get their annual account with code FTL50, and that breaks the price down to around $5 a month. FTL, like Free Talk Live, 50, as in 50% off. And that, by the way, that discount is good for the lifetime of your account, no matter which account that you choose. It's the premium account giving you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. So use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate. Just confirmed, they are on the air tonight, KTOX 1340 in Needles, California, the tri-state's talk leader. They're right down there. They're in the corner between Nevada and California and Arizona. And so what
tri-state
for
area?
Well, there are a lot of tri-state areas out there, so this is one of them. And so welcome to KTOX listeners. We are your afternoon drive hosts right now. We're actually on the East Coast where we're doing the show live from, but you're welcome to participate because you are actually listening live, so it makes it easy to join the show here, and you can do that by calling us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, which is, of course, the best way, in my opinion, to contact the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. You just send a contact request real fast. We'll approve it. And then after that, you can call us easily from that point forward. So with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek, you are you're very skeptical about this story from the Free Thought Project.
Yeah.
They're saying the New York Times is reporting the following. Quote, sometime in the next few weeks, aides expect President Obama to issue orders freeing dozens of federal prisoners locked up on nonviolent drug offenses.
Let's stop right there. Expect to happen? This is already not news.
That's true.
Show me when he's done something.
Yeah, good point. All right, I'll give you that, no doubt. With the stroke of his pen, says the Times, he will probably commute more sentences at one time than any president has in nearly half a century.
Weak. And it doesn't put into perspective that Jimmy Carter, what is it called, where he pardoned all of the draft dodgers. All of them. Not 80.
Really?
Yeah, not scores. All
of them. I didn't know that.
In one stroke of his pen. So for them to exaggerate and say, oh, you know, all these people got freedom. I know it's a different kind of freedom, but there have been presidents who have done much more.
Well, I guess, can you pardon somebody who hasn't been convicted of something? I mean, all the draft dodgers you're talking about. Was he just sort of?
I don't know if I'm using the.
Yes, they can.
I don't know if I'm using the correct terminology, but you get the gist.
I believe you can.
The expansive use of his clemency power is part of a broader effort by Obama to correct what he sees as the excesses of the past.
Well, this is, hold on, this is a meme that's gone on with Obama for quite some time. Obama, Barack Obama is the greatest president ever! Like, this is the, I mean, really? We've had 44 of them, and this is the greatest one? Because it hasn't felt like the greatest president yet. I've sat here for the last 7 years or so, and I'll admit, you know, during, you know, some times of some presidents out there that we've had in recent history that have been turned out to be, you know, the history has looked well upon them. That I've been like, yeah, you know, I didn't think they were so impressive, but I don't think, you know, you're going to have to show me some evidence. So I believe Derek Jay is exactly right when he says that it's a big old pail of horse crap when they say that Barack Obama is pardoning more people than has, you know, in one fell swoop. Maybe you can say it's more convicted people.
I think that might be the case. Okay. If he does it. And I think your best point so far is this is speculative. Maybe he won't be doing this after all. Maybe this is, you know, they say he probably
will. He's got a pen.
Yeah.
Somebody can type something up for him right now.
Well, right. If he were a great president, he would have pardoned these people when he took office the first time.
What's he waiting for?
Well, I mean,
do it now.
Why send out the press release, I guess, is what my question is. Is, you know, why do we have a press release out on this? It was just as much work to type up the press
release. Well, I don't know if this is a press release. It's his aides expect. So someone told something to somebody.
The aide could have spent the time typing up the piece of paper that Barack Obama was going to sign.
Exactly.
I'm just so sick of this. Oh, let's send out little feelers here and little feelers there. You know that Barack Obama knows that his aide said this. And if not, there have been so many leaks from so many administrations at this point, I don't see how I can expect anything other than that to be true. I'm just, you know, don't stop using the leaking system to get your news out and then arrest whistleblowers in the process. I'll tell you this. Barack Obama's the most opaque president. He has the most opaque administration in recent history, and he's locked up more whistleblowers than any other president.
That's true.
There's a little press release for you that nobody gives a flip about. The Bernie Sanders, fan club over there doesn't care about.
Well, let's continue. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. The claim here is that, we'll correct what he sees as the excesses of the past when politicians eager to be tough on crime threw away the key, even for minor criminals.
And Obama, didn't he increase the number of federal raids on marijuana dispensaries four times his predecessor?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. He hasn't backed down the war on drugs despite his talk about, remember when he came out
like
the drugs.
I'm talking about marijuana dispensaries. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the war on drugs, right? They're still committing their war.
I'd like to separate that, though. I'd like to put that aside. It's done. The marijuana thing is no longer going to be considered a drug. I'm going to stop talking about it that way. Because, you know, the population of America, these polls where people say, should marijuana be legal, more than 50% agree now.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that I like the term drug for marijuana.
Yeah, we don't call the alcohol a drug. Right? Really? We say alcohol and drugs.
But alcohol...
I called it a hard drug last night.
Well, I think that's an appropriate use of the term.
Many people will call it a drug, but not the majority of people. Some people will call it a drug, but... Alcohol, at least you've done something to it. If you eat grain, handfuls of grain, you will not get drunk. Yeah. You have to ferment it and strain it and do a variety of things. Marijuana, you dry it. So it is a dried plant. In the same way that a flower that you get from the florist that you keep for a special occasion, you dry it. That's all you do to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can really call that a drug because all the rest of the drugs, I suppose besides psilocybic mushrooms.
Well, it's a drug by definition of the fact that it's changing your body chemistry.
Yeah, right? It changes, it alters your
state. It's altering
state.
Your state of consciousness. I mean, it, by all definitions, cannabis
it's much more
has
of
a drug within it.
It's okay? What we're called, no, it's a chemical within it. Okay, so the
Now
FDA,
you're really mincing words, Mr. Definition.
I'm sorry that the legal system is all about definitions of stuff, but the FDA would more accurately call marijuana a supplement than it would call it a drug. Because it hasn't been processed and doesn't make medical claims.
We'll come back with more. 855-453. More on the claim that Obama will be releasing these men. It's Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Is this really going to happen? Derek J. is a doubter. He is saying that he doesn't believe it until he sees it. And I can't say I blame you, Derek J. I think it's a great point. Barack Obama.
Well, a politician has promised something?
No, he's not even saying anything. It's one of his aides that has leaked some information to the New York Times.
Boy, that's reliable.
Yeah, and now they're making the claim that he may, in the next few weeks, issue orders to free dozens of federal prisoners who've been locked up on nonviolent drug offenses.
Let's see the pen go to paper.
Yeah, I hope it does happen.
I'm for it, but I want to know, who's he pardoning? Are these friends of his? Are these old family
old
members?
Yeah. I'm going to be sending in an application.
There were 30,000 applications that people applied to be pardoned, and of them, how many are we getting?
Actually, I haven't gotten to that portion yet here. So according to the story here, the New York Times reporting that with many Republicans and Democrats now agreeing the nation went too far on this war on drugs, Mr. Obama holds the power to unlock that prison door, especially for young African-American and Hispanic men.
Hey, I'm sorry, I got to interrupt. The language here is the nation went too far? No, the politicians went too far. The nation had nothing to do with it. You know, they used these wishy-washy words to confuse the issue.
Yep.
Who actually took action?
The police.
Right. They're responsible for their actions.
and the politicians ordered
them to. Who's the nation? That's just some wishy-washy word to blame the people for something they never even did.
Yeah, you're right about that. But even as he exercises authority more assertively than any of his modern predecessors, once again, essentially repeating the same he's so great claim from earlier, and presuming he will do it, again, he has not yet exercised that authority. Obama has only begun to tackle the problem he has identified. In the next weeks, the total number of commutations for Mr. Obama's presidency may surpass 80, but more than 30,000 federal inmates have come forward in response to his administration's call for clemency applications. A cumbersome review process has advanced only a small fraction of them, and just a small fraction of those have reached the president's desk for a signature. So that's the excerpt from the New York Times, and now the Free Thought Project picks it up here with Matt Agarest writing, "And any time the state admits it was wrong and innocent people are freed from their cages of oppression, it's a win for freedom."
No, that's not what's happening. Is the state admitting it was wrong about this? Are they freeing all of the prisoners? Or they don't give any reason why they're saying only these 80.
Nothing has officially been stated. It's all just been, you know, claims from his aides. So I guess, you know, maybe if he does sign these pardons, maybe there will be some sort of statement that is made where he'll say something like, "Gosh, we're so sorry. And I'm sorry I waited 8 years to actually do this. I could have done this 8 years ago."
This is just accidental. This is political, what do they call it, stancing or whatever.
But if it happens, shouldn't he be given some credit? I mean, if it goes through.
Okay, so many of the people who voted for Barack Obama the second time wanted him to have more free reign and not have to get elected. And that, you know, again, because, you know, this is essentially his lame duck term. And so this is what they were hoping for, things like this to occur.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say, if this happens, good for him. He did the right thing. It's hopefully this is a harbinger of more things to come. If what this press release is a way to sort of feel things out and see whether he's going to have a huge political backlash, then, well, that makes him a wussy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He should go ahead and
do it. Of course
he's
a wussy.
If that's what he believes in. What is he worried about? Is he worried about getting arrested?
He won't be arrested.
He won't be arrested. Is he worried about his legacy? Once again, referring to him being a wussy, because if I was president, the last thing I care about is my legacy. What I care about are the lives of innocent people. So either these people deserve to be released or they don't, and this press release bullcrap is garbage.
How can you say good for him? I used to think that. When I read this headline, I was like, all right, I'll be the voice of reason here. Everyone's going to hate me for saying this, but hey, credit where credit's due. He's doing a good thing, and maybe if I applaud someone who's doing the right thing, we'll get more of that. Like when the police, you know, when they're doing the wrong thing, I'll call them out on it, but when they're doing the right thing, we'll say that too. Like, hey, good job fixing the flat or whatever. But this is different. For a man to have an antidote for a disease, just to use an analogy here, he's got an antidote to a disease that 30,000 or millions of people have. And for him to selectively choose 80 people to use it on, at no cost to himself.
Somebody else chose the recipient.
Likely. So how can you pat him on the back for that?
Okay, well, the reason would be is that, you know, he's taken the micro step here, the small step in finding the 80 most qualified people for this, the ones that the least besmirched cases, and I'd like to see those 80 done. I'd also, after that, like to see 800 done. But remember, his signing hand's going to get tired. If somebody told you that...
what does that mean?
Well, if somebody told you that you could release people by signing your name on a piece of paper, and I don't know how many times you got to sign it for a pardon.
Couldn't they just print up all the names on one sheet of paper and then he can just sign it one time?
I don't know.
Of course they can.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
I have no idea.
What do you think? It's a magic piece of paper?
Yes, it's a magic piece of paper. It's a legal sheet of paper, and then the people that, you know, the people who work in the governmental system.
No, the electronic pens will sign for them.
Just a whole bunch of them. I don't know what it takes.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it takes a real hand on a real piece of paper with one name in order to get somebody released.
It's baloney.
I don't know.
Well, the article goes on to indict the war on drugs, and they do a fine job of doing that. So I'll stop it here. But, you know, I am sort of on board with where Mark's coming from on this. It's, yes, he's a coward. Yes, politicians are cowards. That's you know, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that is, has paid attention to how politicians behave. They run out in front of parades. They never start the parade themselves. And this is essentially Barack Obama running out in front of this parade, if he does it. And again, it hasn't happened yet. And saying, oh, I've been here the whole time. I've always supported this. And now I've got the political gumption because I'm not risking anything at all by making this political move.
Yeah. So in my opinion, who feeds these politicians their marching orders? The military-industrial complex, and that includes the prison-industrial complex. Mm-hmm. So for Barack Obama to do this and to free 80 people from their system, to me, is him playing both sides of the cards. He wants to get accolades from his supporters who are going to, you know, just cheer him as the best president ever for doing this. And then he's also getting the fat check from his supporters at the prison-industrial complex, not making them too mad.
That's
saying,
a good point.
Hey, thanks for keeping our system legitimate and keeping them going, not letting too many of our people out.
Well, and the Free Thought Project does point that out by saying that for every nonviolent drug offender the president frees, five more are thrown in. So, you know, on one hand, he's got this press release or this opportunity to have a photo op or whatever, go stand out with these guys that he's releasing, make it look like he's this compassionate character, when at the same time the war on drugs continues unhindered. There are more peaceful drug users who are being arrested, likely sure. as he will be signing whatever pieces of paper. So yeah. he benefits politically from making it look like he's some kind of good guy when he's not stopping the war on drugs. He's just simply letting a few people out of their cages. Again, I support that. Please, let some more people out of their cages. Let's, as they point out here, don't stop at 80. Let's go to 8,000 or 80,000. Okay, let's let all these peaceful people out. So, but again, that would hurt the prison industrial complex, and he certainly doesn't want to do that.
Yep, there's a lot of prison guards who need jobs.
Well, they will find jobs if we were to actually get rid of a bunch of people from the prisons, because
the
there's plenty of jobs out
the
there.
The candlestick makers and the blacksmiths yeah. sure found jobs.
They'll probably find jobs they'd like more, because prison jobs suck.
The candlestick makers and the blacksmiths worked in the free market and didn't have a union that could mm-hmm. lobby to the government. That's the difference. The public sector unions that even Roosevelt spoke against are really what's killing, you know, in many cases, you know, this nation.
Coming up, since we're on the topic of drug use, there was the story we talked with Adamo Freeman from copblock.org last week about the Indiana First Church of Cannabis. It was Adamo and some of the other cop blockers from Ohio. They went up there to witness this first, in this sort of historic, what do you call it? I guess where they were gathering
ceremony?
For the first time, a ceremony service, if you will,
yeah.
Where the First Church of Cannabis gathered together for their first service. And High Times is saying that the First Church of Cannabis didn't really test any boundaries.
No.
This really wasn't some sort of important date, when it really could have been. So we'll find out what their critique is here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on the war on drugs, commuting prison sentences, or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
What if I told you that you could have the power to heal yourself and your loved ones with the gift of music? Unlock the healing secrets of the Bible with Whole Tones, a unique CD therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you can get free samples of this music to discover their power to create energy, relieve stress, break negative cycles, and restore damaged DNA. For thousands of years, music has been used to heal. Ancient Greek doctors used flutes, lyres, and cithers to aid in digestion, treat depression, and induce sleep. Native Americans have used music to treat disease. Today, music is used to soothe postoperative pain, lower blood pressure, and boost immunity. Now you can benefit from healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones44.com and get a free sample of the seven secret healing frequencies discovered by King David. Visit WHOLETones44.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones44.com. WholeTones44.com.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can go and shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links to Purse there, as well as Amazon and Walmart and some other options for you to get your online shopping taken care of. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. The story over at High Times says Indiana's first Church of Cannabis didn't really test any boundaries, as much as we would have liked to have seen that happen. It wasn't as momentous an occasion as it could have been. This, of course, for those of you who don't know, the first Church of Cannabis was formed after the Indiana, was it the legislature? They passed some sort of Religious Freedom Act post the situation with people like refusing service to gay people,
right,
if I'm recalling correctly. And so some folks looked at the way this Religious Freedom Act was written and said that, well, this is actually a good thing for people who want to use cannabis as part of their religion, as their sacrament, for instance.
How is that? I don't see the link. How do they justify that?
Well,
I'd like it to be the case, but I don't understand how they make the connection.
You know what? I don't have the actual text of the law in front of me, so I'm not sure what the interpretation is of that. But basically, you know, the idea being that you should be free to do certain things from a religious perspective,
okay,
including discriminate. They're saying, well, that would also mean that you should be free to you know, free to use whatever
free to,
sacrament
you're free
want.
To have use your religion to discriminate against people. You should be free to use your religion to smoke marijuana. Is the idea?
Okay. I think we don't have the founder of the church on the line to answer that question, but that would be a good question if we did. And I did ask Ademo to send me the contact info for that guy, so maybe we'll get a chance to round him up at some point. Mike Adams, writing for High Times. For those that don't know, High Times is sort of the counterculture magazine out there. It's been around for decades, and they've been reporting on cannabis, all things cannabis, for a very long time. Despite the threats made last week by Indianapolis Police Chief Rick Hite and Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry to raid the inaugural praise and worship service at the First Church of Cannabis, no arrests were made at Wednesday's event, and the overall vibe of the scene was, as one officer told High Times, quote, very quiet, unquote. In the morning hours leading up to the celebration, an army of more than 50 police officers could be seen stationed on every street corner for several city blocks surrounding the church, a presence in which the modest crowd took as a sign that trouble was brewing, and for good reason.
You don't think this is a show of force, right?
During a recent, well, this is what Ademo had told us about when he was on the line with us, was it looked like they had every cop in Indianapolis down there for this first
trip. Good day to commit an actual crime.
Yeah, and the claim from the police, apparently, according to Ademo, was the police were saying they were there in force because they were worried about the kind of people that would be attracted to the First Church of Cannabis, that, you know, these marauding pot smokers were going to go and destroy the neighborhood or something like that.
How can these cops even say this crap with a straight face? I mean, seriously.
Given that they've interacted with marijuana users before?
These law enforcement officers have interacted with marijuana users and alcohol users in the past. And any one of them that says that their interactions with marijuana users has been worse than their interactions with alcohol users,
they're
a liar.
Yeah.
A big, fat government liar. Getting a paycheck from everybody, spewing lies out of their dirty little mouths.
During a recent press conference, city officials said they would arrest all those in attendance of the church service for crimes ranging from maintaining a common nuisance to possession of marijuana. In fact, the threat of the legal repercussions forced cannabis church founder Bill Levin in the 11th hour to nix the concept of the congregation smoking out as part of their sacramental debut.
No!
Instead, the church said they would challenge the city's threats in civil court.
Oh, that's going to be more successful.
It's a total
challenge
cop
them in
out.
Criminal court. If you've got 50 of them, how many people were there at the event?
I heard there were a couple hundred people there.
Okay, you got a couple hundred people and 50 cops. How many people is it going to take?
They can't arrest everybody.
They can't do it. And you think they're going to prosecute all 500 people or whatever they arrest?
Not if they refuse to take the plea deal and they demand
jail cells.
They should have people. They should have passed out roll your own cigarettes, and then had people bring their own marijuana cigarettes, mm-hmm. and then that way they're dispersed amongst the crowd, and the police can try to figure out who's got what.
We called that the jokers and the tokers when we did it here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we did it without having a church. We did just go down to Keene Central Square and smoked cannabis on multiple occasions back in 2009 and made international headlines. We made Cannabis Culture Magazine, which is High Times' main competitor. And we did that in one instance. We did this jokers and tokers, where the jokers were the people smoking a hand-rolled tobacco cigarette or a mint or a clove or something like that. And then the tokers were the people that were actually smoking cannabis, and they were kind of mixed in amongst one another for the exact purpose that you're describing there.
This just breaks my heart because
it's
what a missed opportunity. You know, I just referenced earlier the statistic about more than 50% of Americans now support the legalization of cannabis in the U.S., and this would have been the opportunity after that statistic, now that people support it, to say, I'm willing to take the consequences of this bad drug law. I'm going to be a good person and disobey bad laws, and to have all the support of hundreds of people behind you.
This was
huge. You don't even need hundreds of people to smoke up. You need maybe 5-10 people, and then you've got hundreds around supporting you. So it's intimidating for the police. They don't want to make those kinds of arrests. There might have been a victory here for activists. Even if they got arrested, it could have been a victory. It could have been a bigger media story.
Absolutely. absolutely it would have been. And this is, it's just,
I don't blame anybody who doesn't want to get arrested for this.
But think about,
don't start the first church of cannabis. I mean, what's the point? What was this? Just an exercise and an idea? Because you didn't follow through.
He's going through the court system.
Oh, and what's going to happen when you ask permission from government bureaucrats, Mark?
They're going to say no.
Right. The whole point of this is, look, is this your belief? Is this your religion, or is this just a joke? I mean, if it's really your religion, if you really, you know, believe that cannabis is an important part of your religious process, and there are people who believe this, right? The Rastafarians for a long time, the Church of the Invisible Hand as well. There are a number of churches out there who they use cannabis or other drugs to acclimate, or I guess to get in touch with the spiritual world, for lack of a better term, to reach out to God, to commune with God. If this was really their belief, then they should have exercised their beliefs even under the threat of the aggression. That's what a lot of religious leaders would have done over time. Muhammad, Jesus. I mean, these are people who put their freedom on the line.
People far less courageous have done better things. I mean, to think about during Prohibition, the people who liked beer, openly drank beer and had that out in the streets, and they went on marches saying, we want beer, and that wasn't something they were ashamed to do. And look at the pictures of these cops in these high crime photographs.
Yeah.
It looks just like Prohibition days. The cops are lined up outside where they know the lawbreakers are going to be. It used to be alcohol. Today it's pot. I'm sick of it.
What is, and look, I'm not in Indianapolis or Indiana. If you're in Indiana and you know, I'm sure we can actually probably look it up pretty quick on Normal. I just don't have it pulled up. The National Organization for Marijuana Law Reform, or the reform of marijuana laws. Anyway, Normal has a good state-by-state breakdown of what are the laws. What would they have been facing had they actually been arrested legally, you know, for this? What would the legal consequences be? I know that here in New Hampshire, they can drop it to a Class B misdemeanor if you get arrested for cannabis, which means you don't get a jury trial. And obviously, it would be, I think, a really important thing to be able to get a jury trial on these charges. But even if you couldn't get a jury trial, as you pointed out, Derek J., if you load up that system with 50 arrests, if they actually managed to arrest 50 people for smoking pot, that's a lot of clogging of that court system that those folks could do. Each one of those 50 could decide to take it to trial. They could go to trial. They could clog it up and then ultimately refuse to pay a fine and, you know, let them deal with that.
And good luck finding a member of the jury who hasn't heard about the story already, by the way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They could avoid maybe a jury trial. Depends on what the laws are there in Indianapolis. So if they could get a jury, then that would be even more of a reason to go through with this. But even if they couldn't get a jury, just loading up the system with 50 frivolous marijuana possession cases that have a religious freedom basis, that's a good position to be coming from to argue. You're arguing your freedom of religion, and how many times has that really been done? How many times has it been done in Indiana?
I don't know, but it's my understanding that some Native American tribes can use certain substances, so I don't know.
I've heard the Rastafarians have lost on this, but I honestly don't know the history of the legal history in the courts of America as to how the claim that the use of marijuana is intrinsic with one's religion, how successful that is or is not.
Is it possible we're not being fair to these people? Because I heard anecdotally one caller to Cop Block Radio said that he smelled the lingering smell of marijuana inside this church building and that there were police there. Could have arrested them.
Ademo did say that he thought maybe one or two people did actually smoke.
So maybe the cops backed down. Maybe this is a success story.
But if so, why not tout that? Why wouldn't the owner of the church, the main minister here, Bill, why wouldn't he be saying, we did this anyway?
Right.
No, we stood on our principles. Well, let's come back with more in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.